Good morning. We continue our study of Masechta Tamid. We are in the sixth parak, and today we will learn Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, the wonderful short Mishnayos. Misha Zacha B'Machta, if the person, the Kohen is allowed to carry the Machta, which contains the coals for the Ketores, Tzavar Sa Gechalam Agabe HaMizbech. He comes inside to the Mizbech HaKetores, and he goes ahead and pulls all the Gechalam in his pan together into the Mizbech, V'Rididan B'Shulei HaMachta, and he scatters them onto the Mizbech HaKetores, B'Shulei HaMachta, by using the ends of the Machta, and so that it shouldn't fall off. Bishtach beviyatza. Now he did his job, so he bows down towards the Aron HaKodesh, and then he walks out of the Kodesh away as far as he can. So now you have the guy who's coming in with the Ketores, right? He would take the Bazach from the Kaf, which the bazach was that piece in the middle that was a smaller spoon within the larger pan, and then he would choose somebody, he would take the kaf that was holding the bazach inside, and he would give it to his friend or his relative that he brought inside with him. Nispazar mimenu, and then he would take the ketores and he would scatter it lizocho within the kaf, the bazach to the kaf, v'nosnolo b'chofnav, and then his friend would put the ketores into his hands, right? Umalamdin oso, and we taught him, Hebizar Shema Tatchil Lefanecha Shaloti, Tatchil Lefanecha Shaloti Kabe. Be careful, don't pour the ketores closer to you, start further away, because as soon as the ketores will hit those burning coals, the smoke's going to come up and it's going to be a very strong situation, right? Hiso Merade Dviyotze. So as soon as it started to spread itself around on top of the fire, right, he would go ahead and he would spread it around viyotze, and then he would leave the area lohaya hamakter makter ad shamamuna omer lo hakter, and he would wait until he was told to go bring it. Im haya kohen gadol hamamuna, if on the particular day it was the Kohen Gadol who was doing the Ketores, he was allowed to choose whenever he wanted to. Hamamuna Omer Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter. Then he didn't just say Hakter, he said it with respect. He'd say, Mr. Kohen Gadol, please bring the Ketores. Perishu Am, Behikter Vishtach Vaviyatza. Right? The Kohanim would move from the Bein Ulam Lamizbech at that time, because we're told, Bechol Adam Lo Yeh Be'Oamoed. And then the Makter would bring the Ketores, and then he would bow and turn and bow, and then he would leave. And this, of course, brings us to the end of the sixth parak, which we will, of course, continue with when we move to the seventh parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.